The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Horror at the Store is sponsored by FYE. You can check them out in-store or at FYE.com for some of the coolest horror merch you can find. We have a special guest in today. I was stuttering. It's fine. I was trying to get it out.
Why am I a special guest?
You're so special. Because you're the producer.
Oh, I guess.
You're the producer.
I mean, it's different than the other people.
You were like, I'm doing this movie.
Well, it wasn't on your list, and I was like, she's missing a gem.
And I'm gonna do it. We're gonna do it. So... give it up for John Sosis.
Hey.
Woohoo. Today we watched Jason Takes Manhattan, which is the 8th installment of the Friday the 13th series. Absolute chaos. We always do a log line, not a one-liner, on the movie alone, or on the title alone, and it's goofy, it's weird. What is yours?
Mine is, after seeing how dangerous New York City has become, mass murderer Jason Voorhees runs for mayor against Bill de Blasio and wins by a landslide.
Holy shit, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I wrote...
Everyone hates him. De Blasio. He's not there anymore, but Jason would have won that election.
I love that. I wish he would have won. I mean, he still could. He could run for mayor.
He would have made New York less dangerous somehow.
Somehow, because he would have kept crime off the streets.
Yeah, knife crime is tolerable.
Yeah, that's fine. It's like a normal day in New York. So I said, you've seen Home Alone? Well, imagine it with a young Jason Voorhees who just wants to make it in a big city. Little kid with big dreams, but even bigger nightmares.
That's solid. I'm excited to get to the end of the movie. Talking about little kids, it just ends perfectly.
It's just, oh man. The opening to this movie. So this movie was,
I'm curious if you're going to say the exact same thing I wrote down. Go.
Well, this movie was made in 1989. The longest opening credit scene. That's what I was going to say.
I was going to say ridiculous. Between the font, the colors, and the music that's playing, it looks like the beginning of a rom com.
It's insane.
It's
pink and blue.
Yeah. I think it's pink or blue, and the font is just very like When Harry Met Sally. I'm like, oh, okay.
You're like, oh, this is like, oh, is.
And it's opening shots of New York City. So you're like, oh, this is starting in New York City.
And then you're like, no, it's not. It's starting out on a boat.
Yeah. I have timelines of like as we're going through them, as I was going through the movie, we're like at certain points of the movie, we still have not seen New York City.
Literally. You don't see New York till the end. Literally. He's not in Manhattan. He's barely in Manhattan. And he's not really at all. Is it not Manhattan? I don't know. Is it what Times Square? I don't know where things are anymore.
What do you mean?
Manhattan's not. I don't know where things
are.
So
here's the thing. And we could get into, like, I have so many details, like the smoke budget being crazy.
Literally.
They open the movie showing people with needles in their arms and getting mugged. And you're
they just show like random like shots of New York. And it's like, oh, here's people being mugged. Here's people shooting up. You're like, okay.
Yeah. It's like, this is New York. This is New York.
It's a shit place to live.
Yeah. It's terrible. New York is not the place you want to go. And Jason will not help it. But you just like. So I Googled because I originally thought that I guess we could say the movie started off on a boat.
Yeah, it starts out on a boat, but it's not like the main characters. It's just like some couple who's having.
It is.
Sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the beginning. First of all, there's not a single character in here that I was rooting for more than Jason, That's a bad way to start a horror movie where you're rooting for the murderer.
Yeah.
The two people get killed. The whole movie, I would say 90% of the movie takes place on boats.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, here's my thought. I thought that the script was Jason on a boat, like Jason in space, but Jason on a boat.
Yeah.
And they're like, this isn't good. We have to add something. Okay, let's add New York. Yeah. And then they just shot one scene in New York.
Yeah.
And I Googled it. And it, like, I don't know if you go to IMDb and you read like the fun facts.
I have not. Oh. I usually do. But
so, yeah. So the fun facts on this were basically they wrote. The whole movie was supposed to take place in New York,
oh my
but
God.
They only had a $5 million budget. So they just shot.
That makes sense.
The only thing that takes place in New York is that one scene where he's in Times Square. Even the diner, the alleyways where the guys are shooting it up, all in Vancouver.
Oh my
they
God.
Had a budget to shoot one thing in New York, and they shot that Times Square scene, which was ridiculous
for a
bunch of reasons.
But, like,
but so I learned that, and I was like, oh, this is why you write for your budget, and you don't. So, yeah, he was in New York for that one scene. But, yeah, it starts off on the boat. I mean, do you want to do the run through?
Yeah, they start off on the boat. This couple has sex. He obviously murders them because premarital sex, we know.
We can't
Jason
do that.
Hates it.
Hates it.
He's just a cock block and just doesn't want that. He fucking dies. The girl dies. The guy dies. They die by, like, harpoon.
They so do like die, but yeah, like he harpoons them. Yeah,
harpoons them, which is, and I love that she's like, "No, don't kill me." No, I love when they beg and they're like, "No, please don't."
She put herself in a little hole that she couldn't get out. I was like, "What did you think was gonna happen?
You deserve to die."
Yeah,
like you deserve. Like you put yourself in a hole. You.
And I'm not one to victim blame, but like she could have jumped off the boat.
Literally,
her boyfriend just got stabbed.
But also, we know that Jason. Can swim. He like
we learn that later.
We learn that. We do. Oh yes, we do.
We learn that he is a great swimmer.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
You
I'm getting
are
ahead of myself here. So then he's in the water and now he takes the boat. Everyone's dead on the boat now, and he takes the boat and he brings it to
There's actually no explanation how he gets on that cruise ship.
True.
We see the boat floating. We don't see him leaving. It's broad daylight. You would think somebody noticed he went from one boat to another.
Nope.
Maybe he does get it to the harbor.
I saw him climb. I thought he climbed and like climbed up onto the second boat, which is like a yacht. Because there's a bunch of, I think, are they college graduates?
They are high school grads.
High school grads. Okay. High school grads. And they are going to taking a boat to Manhattan.
Why not?
And you know, as you do, and as you do for every.
I'm
high
not
graduation.
Even sure where they were going from.
Me too. I'm like, where are they? Okay, that's
the two
know.
People died at Crystal Lake. The first two people. I don't know where he picked up the second ship. I just know it was in the ocean, and I don't know how he got there.
He
got into the ocean and then got to the second boat.
Movie magic.
Yeah.
He flew. He
a
can
few
actually
pages
fly.
Just disappeared.
And he. So we like meet the main characters, and there's like the dad figure. I think his name was it Charles? Or
Charles,
something?
Yeah.
Charles, and then Colleen, which is kind of like the mother figure. And then they're like, "Oh, you brought her," and it's this. Oh, what's her name? Oh my God, I can't say it. Rennie. There we go.
Was that her name?
Rennie. Yes. Rennie.
Got it.
And she brings a dog on board, which that dog Toby.
Service dog.
Iconic. And they're like, "Oh, why'd you bring her here? Like, oh, because of the accident, and like, you know, I gotta take care of her." So Charles is actually her uncle,
who is also a teacher to the rest of the students there.
And
we've already got some sketchy shit going on.
And again, as with all of these movies, way too many characters.
So my note here is: we are now 20 minutes in, no sign of Manhattan outside of the opening credits.
Mm-hmm. And so they depart from the dock. And it's just immediately in classic 80s dance party with just cliche galore. I'm like, this is wonderful. I was like, can we just have this be it? Can this just be the whole movie? And then they end up in Manhattan and then Jason comes or something. But nope, we're going to spend more time
on the boat. We spend another 60 minutes on this boat.
Mm-hmm. And there's this like punk rock chick and she's just shredding in random places and this guy's filming her.
Where was she? She was in like the...
She was on the top of the boat and then she went down. She's like, oh, you know what's really cool?
The steam room.
The steam room. She's like, let's go to the steam room.
But like, what?
She's like, I'm going to shred down here. And who's down there? Jason.
Yeah.
And he kills her.
With her guitar.
Yep.
As it should have been.
Just
and I was rooting for him the whole time.
I was like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You're But I mean, she's playing pretty well though. I was like, good. I wonder if she was actually playing. I don't know how to play guitar, so you know how you can't tell if people are actually playing. But then if you like look closer, you're like,
yeah.
Oh, they're not even. Yeah. They're not even touching.
She's never touched a guitar before. She's never. That's like the writers of this movie. Not a single one has ever been to New York.
No one knows when.
They think there's just like, robbery and needles everywhere.
I mean, that's.
It's not far off, but yeah.
But you know, they got Times Square right, so you know, yeah. Like, they got something right. And Rennie is like having visions of a little Jason, like in water, like just like. Help me. And like,
yeah,
oh,
it's
just...
a drowning Jason, and she's unable to help him. And we're like, what the fuck is this?
We're like, what's going on?
Where did this
like,
come
like,
from?
Where's the backstory? What's going on?
How is she associated to Jason? Cause, like there's just no explanation it's, other than she's seeing visions of Jason.
It's super loose. And it's... and she has this, and Toby, like, just books it out of the room.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, I gotta go find Toby. I gotta find Toby. Which you don't see Toby till, like, the end.
No. Nah.
Toby's fine, by the way. Toby's fine the whole movie.
Well, it's expensive to have. They only had $5 million.
Yeah,
it's expensive
so
to have the dog in every scene.
You get a dog for a hot second,
yeah.
And you gotta make him run away. So she's finding the dog, and these guys are just having a boxing match while these two hot bitch girls are watching. And they're like, gorgeous guys, 10 o'clock. Ooh, look over there. And they just, the token black character just, like, is just wailing on this guy. He just, you know, knocks
Which
him
we're,
out.
Which we're going to see means nothing later
it
on.
It doesn't. Oh, that was so sad. I was so sad. Oh, man, it was hilarious. And the two bitches are like, oh, you know what we should do now? We should do cocaine. Let's do it.
The two bitches did do some cocaine.
And then they got in trouble with Charles because yep. He's like, don't do that. But then, like, the mean bitch, she's like, I'm going to get back. I'm going to get back at Rennie and Charles and all of them. So she pushes Rennie overboard.
Yeah.
She pushes her overboard. And just like.
She just bumps into her and she takes a dive.
Off of like a 3-story boat, which is, it was a very high boat.
And nobody jumps in to save her.
No one jumps
in
and they just go, oh shit. And they're like, here's a life preserver. Yeah. And then her boy toy. What was her boy? What was the love interest?
I don't know. I wanted them all to die so badly.
Yeah, I think what the fuck is his name? Not Charles. No. Sean. His name was Sean.
Oh, okay, sure.
Sean. He jumps in and he saves her. And if we find out that like Rennie can't swim.
Yeah.
Obviously, she can't swim. But it's because you know she just has never learned. Just like you know, I don't know how to swim. So if I was in this movie,
you don't know how to swim?
I don't know how to swim. My mom would put me in. She put me in swim classes too late. So I was in like the third grade with like preschoolers.
So you just never swim?
And I got self-conscious. I'm from Wisconsin. There's not really pools. We have lakes, but like we didn't go very often. I'm not from
okay,
a family
you're from
swimmers.
Wisconsin. You're in California now.
Yeah.
You don't swim.
I mean, I go to the
so
ocean.
1,000 degrees every day.
I don't have a pool. I don't have a pool.
No
in
ocean?
My house.
Nothing?
I mean, I go to the ocean, but I don't like, you know, go deep enough where okay. I need to swim. But yeah, I can like, I'm like competent enough, but if you threw me in, I could get to the side of the water or like the you know the boat or whatever, but if it was deep enough I would drown and die.
Okay, cool.
So that's good, you know,
to know.
It's if
well
so
I just
murder Katie drown
well, I think this is just good documentation if you marry a guy who needs to get rid of you, like
yeah.
that's their go-to move, let's push him in the water
100%. I mean I'm easy
she
to
didn't
do.
Know how to swim. I tried to save her. Oh my God,
I've been told by my forensic science teacher over and over that I would decompose quickly. I would just like I would it'd be easy to get rid of me.
Well, you have no fingerprints. They won't be able to identify
none.
You.
I have no fingerprints. Yeah, that's I took them all off. They're gone. And so this bitch is now like, I'm gonna seduce Charles.
Yeah.
And she starts like
blackmailing.
It's
the best.
And
she gets him on the bed, they kiss a little bit, and then he gets up, whoa, what are you doing? It's like, dude, you were just participating for
yeah,
a solid 30 seconds.
What do you think was going on?
Yeah.
And of course they got it on film. And
you're
like,
in trouble. And then
they're like, I don't think so.
Oh,
think so.
He threatened to put her back in high school. She's That's like, how I know they were in high school, because he goes, you're going to be back in a high school class next year.
Oh, I
and she she
that.
Was.
I remember that, but I was like, oh, they're still in college.
I was like, I don't think that works like that. I think you still get fired. You just you were just making out with a student.
They're like, you should be fired. I think you both should be.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Well, Jason takes care of both of them. So
oh yeah, because
spoiler alert,
the bitch goes in to take a shower, and the in Jason's right there, and just she's just cowering in the corner, and it's just like, ah, no. And I'm like, again, putting yourself in a corner. Hey.
Well, I just feel like
don't do that.
We don't see a machete this entire movie.
Yeah, he just
kills with everything. He broke a mirror to get that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just kills with everything but a machete, so it was nice and different.
And he kills bitch number two in the middle of the 80s dance floor.
Yeah.
Which I was like, someone's got to die there. Someone has
to. But I was also like, why is all this still on? There's nobody in here.
Yeah, it's also there's so many deaths, and they're so drawn out, but also they're so quick.
I think the death count is 20 in this.
Jesus. Is that like the most, or like how what's the...
No, I doubt it. I'm sure there were more in Jason X.
Yeah.
So now the blackmail happens. We're now 44 minutes in. No sign of Manhattan.
No sign of Manhattan. The camera guy goes down to the steam room or the whatever room and finds his dead friend. And, of course, Jason takes care of him. He dead now. He's just taking these kids down one by one. And, oh, no, the black character. Oh, no, he gets thrown overboard. I was like... because I saw you post something about the token black character, and I was like, oh no, is it gonna be like a swimming thing where like he drowns because he can't swim?
Which is just racist
part. That's a stereotype. It's a bad stereotype. But I was like, are they gonna really lean into this? I'm like, oh no, but you know, we don't find him again. And then
you're like, oh no, they threw him over. He's definitely dead. He can't swim.
And Jason, he finds Rennie, he chokes her, and she seeing like the little boy in front of her, little baby Jason as well, and she stabs him with a shell.
She stabs Jason in the eye.
Yes,
with some kind of
something.
Yeah,
and
a scalpel or something.
They finally get they're starting to dwindle down, and Colleen from the beginning, she's like, hey, let's all go to this room and stay safe. And again, one by one, they just are.
Yeah, they kill the captain. They kill a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. And then we hit Titanic world and there's a flood.
And everything starts exploding. But nothing does. But it's literally full Titanic.
But that's Jason. Yeah.
Yeah. It was Titanic. I was like, this is a little too.
There were a lot of shots that were very reminiscent. This came out before Titanic.
I was like, James Cameron was watching this movie and was like...
There were a lot of shots in this movie that I'm like, that's the hallway in Titanic. This is the angle that they shot at. This is them walking up the stairs. There's going to be no way to prove it. He'll never admit it, but...
He definitely saw this movie.
He just Googled, I need every movie that has a sinking boat in it, and someone put Jason Takes Manhattan on it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
There's so many angles in this movie.
So now we are at 62 minutes, no Manhattan.
I think I did write full Titanic moment. Ship's going down. Charles is like, Sean, this is all your fault. And I'm like, why are you just leave him alone at this point. And they are like running, and the ship gets hit by lightning.
Why not?
Why not? I was like, oh, okay.
Why not?
Why not? What? Bring it on. Why not? And they go to the lifeboat. Jason sees him, and then he just vanishes. And of course, choking black guy, he comes back.
Because
he can swim.
But they found a way to replace his death with the most embarrassing death in the movie, which we'll get to.
It's even worse.
Okay, so now they're in this lifeboat.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Minute 64 is our first...
Sign of New York.
There are now 36 minutes left in the movie.
And I'm like, what else could possibly happen?
So the boat gets up to the dock, and you're like, oh, they got away from Jason. There's no way he was able to follow them in their rowboat.
No, but do you know who's on the dock just waiting for them? Toby. The dog.
How'd Toby get there?
How the fuck swam? I don't know.
And then out from the water.
Jason.
He swam there.
He swam there. So
Michael he outswam Phelps, their rowing.
Michael Phelps, eat your heart out.
Yeah.
Like, he has, nothing compared to
also,
Jason.
Also, the rowing scene when they're rowing in the boat, they're identical to Titanic. Everybody in the boat looks traumatized by what they just were a part of.
Wow.
James Cameron stole a lot
James
of Titanic.
James Cameron, you got a lot of explaining to do.
This movie.
We want to talk to you.
So they arrived at the exact same time. Yep. You had two strong guys rowing, and you had Jason swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Jason met the dock at the same time as the boat.
He's a beast. What can we say?
Listen.
I don't know how far like it's had to be. Like, it seemed like they were rowing.
They were in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
It was a good swim.
Yeah. It was a decent hike. Where were they coming from? Where were they?
There's no explanation. They lost budget. I'm sure they ripped a few pages out and said, we don't need these.
And then as soon as they get down an alley, they immediately get mugged.
Immediately mugged. Yeah, I have it. Wait. I think all caps, immediately.
Immediately get
mugged. They turn a corner into an alley.
Immediately get mugged. And the guy, the muggers are like, we want to have sex with Rennie.
Whether you like it or not.
And they kidnap her and they literally... shoot her up with heroin.
Yeah, they do.
And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like,
they put her on a thing of garbage, and he pulls out the knee. I'm like, all right, Jason's gonna kill this guy. It goes into her arm,
and like, I'm like, oh my god, it doesn't affect her. The rest of the movie,
she's fine.
She's like, oh, that was nothing. That was easy. That wasn't. I could take another hit. I'm in college. I could do another hit.
I'm seeing dead kids all over the place. Give me the heroin.
Like, I need it. But Jason's like, we don't stand for this. So he kills. You know, the muggers, and Rennie gets away. Again, not being affected by the heroin she was just injected with. I was like, what the
fuck?
It
was probably a used needle, too.
Literally. You're probably going to die, sis.
AIDS might get her before Jason.
Literally. And so she's, like, running, and I think she somehow gets in, like, she meets up with, what's his name?
Sean.
And they start running together.
And they just... It looks like they're just running in circles in the same alley.
Literally.
Which is like, the alley's in Vancouver. That's where they shot it. Same alley over and over.
Yep. So it's just like, oh, we're just going to switch this camera angle. Okay, now you're going to pretend like you're running down like a different alley.
Yeah.
So it's just one.
And you see the same garbage bags in all the places. Yep. Yeah.
And then they finally find...
production at its finest.
Oh, it was amazing.
Then they find everybody else.
They find everybody else. And they call the police and a cop comes. And they're like... Oh, let's get in the cop car. And, oh my god, no. We forgot the most important part. Our favorite part.
Well, we didn't get...
Julius.
Yeah.
His name is Julius.
Well, Julius is on the roof.
He's on the roof.
Trying to get help.
Yes.
He runs to the roof.
He's like, I'm going to call for help. And Jason's up there.
Of course he is.
Of course he is. And he's like, this is it. This is what you've been training for. And he starts like putting up his fist. And he's like, go low.
He's going full boxing.
He's full boxing.
Yeah.
And he's just... Going.
And the first few hits, Jason gets pushed back a little bit. Jason's like,
a decent amount. And I was like, oh, maybe he's going to like shove him off the roof.
That's what I thought.
And then Jason just starts standing there and it's just.
Yeah, the punches start doing nothing.
And he's like, ugh.
Julius is getting weak. Julius is swinging and missing.
His hands are bloody. He's exhausted.
Yeah. And Julius just goes, give me your best shot.
And
what does he do?
Jason winds up and just punches his head right off.
The head flies right off.
Flies right off.
Right off.
Onto the street.
Into a dumpster.
It goes right into the dumpster.
Like, yeah.
It was like, that is 10 points.
Yeah.
You did it, sir. That was amazing.
That's not how basketball works, but close.
If
you get the head in the dumpster, I guess 10 points.
It is 10 points. Honestly, at that point, it should be 10 points. It should be 10 points.
Yeah. He punches his head. There's no... The body, like, the head just the body doesn't move at all.
The head just disconnects. I'm like, that's what I miss that horror where it's so absurd.
Yeah.
That you're like, what?
The body does not move. So the head just, like, disconnects and flies
Absolutely
off.
Absolutely hilarious.
I was like, I would have preferred if the stereotype he drowned.
Literally.
I would have rather him drown than he get his head punched off like this. This is humiliating.
Oh, that's really bad for him. He was like, I'm going to be a boxer. You're like, nope, you're not.
Okay, so now we're 80 minutes in. We haven't left the alley, so we haven't seen New York City.
We're still in an alley. We're still in the alley. And go back to the cop car. The cop goes into the cop car with all of Charles, Colleen, Sean, and Rennie in the back. And he finds Julius's head, And he's like, oh my God. And then, of course, Jason's there. Rani gets in the front seat, is like, I'm going to drive. Vroom. And then she somehow Jason can teleport. And it's just up
he's everywhere.
Front. He's everywhere and nowhere. But he's up in front now. And she just like runs him over. And but she sees little baby Jason. Help me. It's Jason. And then.
And we can't tell if that's a heroin or not.
You're like, is this. And we're like, we don't know. We have no idea. Yeah,
she seems to be fine with the heroin.
She's fine. Maybe she's been on heroin the whole time. Maybe this is her fever dream.
This could be it. She could have been doing her own heroin, and this guy in the alleyway just like kept her up and running.
Whoa. That's Jason, I mean, he is death, but literally, he is like, he is the Grim Reaper. He's going to take people out. He, what was I going to say? So the car explodes, and Colleen goes up with it, and everyone else escapes. And Rani has this like flashback. She's just staring off into it. She's like having a heroin flashback.
We're about to find out why she's looking at this little kid all over the place.
She, her uncle Charles, this dick, when they were little, when she was little, they were on Crystal Lake on a boat, and he was like, "Oh, you need to learn how to swim." And like, it's about time. And she goes, "Oh, I don't know if I'm ready." He goes, "Oh, you're ready." And
well, he first tells her that.
You know,
Jason died in there
because he didn't know how to swim.
And if you don't know how to swim,
he's going to drag you down.
Yeah.
And then he pushes her over.
Yeah, he does.
And Jason
grabs her
by the leg and is trying to bring her down. And then it like snaps back to reality. And she's just like,
so mad.
She's like, you did this to me. Like, you're the reason I can't, like, you're the reason I can't swim. Maybe, but like, he's a piece of shit. And this is absolutely, this Charles is just being an absolute dick.
So they run away again.
They run away. And this time they leave Charles in the dust. And Jason takes Charles and dumps his head into a bucket of.
We have big barrels of just acid.
Yeah.
Around New York City.
Yeah. And
they're
just
all over the alleyways.
Yeah. There's just like rats crawling.
Dip them upside down, put them in.
That was actually in the opening credits. Yeah. And it had a little like rat. Chilling.
Yeah. So.
And yeah, he just drowns him in that.
What
and,
are you gonna do?
He dies. And
he
that's,
does.
I'm like, that's pretty poetic.
And now we are 85 minutes in, 14 minutes left to the movie.
And do we see a little bit of New York yet?
We are in New York.
We're in New York. Well,
okay, I guess technically not.
We're in a subway.
We're in a subway, so that's not New York
yet.
We're
in a subway. We're in a.
It's not an NYC subway. Yes.
It's just a generic subway. Who knows where? And. They're like, oh, we're safe. And they're like, oh, shit, we see him. We see Jason.
Jason hopped the turnstile. He's in the train. This is where you find out that gravity doesn't exist in this movie either. Normally, when you hit the brakes on something, you go forward.
Yeah.
But here, they wanted to stop. They wanted to hit the brakes on the train so they could get away, and they hit it, and Jason flies backwards.
Yeah.
So
you're like, okay, the logic not there.
Physics all over the place in this movie.
Then they like run out of the train and
throw him on the third rail. He gets electrocuted.
Yeah, he dead. And then they're like,
they go up the subway.
They go up the subway.
Times Square. Our first look at New York.
You're like, whoa, we're here.
It's a real Times Square because they spend so much time showing you B-roll of Times Square.
Mm-hmm. And
they
like,
show you every
here.
Billboard in Times
we're
Square.
Here. And then who just casually walks up?
Mr. Jason.
Yep, and he's there. And he's like, oh, shit. I'm in New York. He's like,
he looks around.
For a brief moment, he's like, this is kind of cool.
Maybe
this is nice. Maybe I should live here.
Maybe I don't kill people.
Maybe I am a little kid who has big dreams.
Yeah, maybe I start over.
And he's like, no, you know what? I see him. I'm going to kill him. Let's do it.
Starts walking, knocks over, I guess,
some dude's boombox.
And then they're about to start a fight.
They're like, what do you think? Like, have like
with the knives.
Yeah. And then Jason, instead of killing him, just shows him, just pulls up his mask, shows him his face. The guys scream and like run away. And he pulls it back down. And like, I'm like, that's. Jason would never do that ever.
Yeah.
He would kill everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
But
he should have.
Like, okay.
I mean, you can't in Times Square. There's too many people.
Witnesses. But people always say that if you get stabbed in Times Square, it's like no one will notice.
No,
there's so many
they'll
people.
Walk over your body.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
That's insane. No. Is that real? I don't know.
I mean, New Yorkers don't like being inconvenienced.
That's fair.
So we'll make you feel really bad about ruining our day if you like.
If you do get stabbed, we have to.
Yeah, well, we'll hear on the subway all the time because I'm from New York. We'll hear on the subway all the time, like, oh, we're being held at the station because of a medical emergency at the next stop, and you're just so mad at this person.
God,
you should have stayed the fuck home with your cold.
Like, stupid.
Yeah.
How dare you?
So I guess we skip to this part. I don't even. know the details, but they end up in a sewer again.
Somehow they end up in a sewer, and
they jump down a manhole because all the manholes are open in New York.
Yeah, which is
they just climb down to get rid of Jason. Jason follows them down,
and they're like running, and they run into someone who's like, "Oh, in 10 minutes, I'm glad I caught you. In 10 minutes, this whole sewer is gonna be filled with toxic sludge."
As we do in New York.
Yeah, there's every day at midnight just to clear everything out.
Yeah, it's like the 5 o'clock alarm on Friday nights. Like, here's the weekend, guys. We're flooding the sewers.
Yay, midnight. Woo! Yeah. So, like, we got to get out of here. And he's like, oh, let's go this way. And then, of course, you know, Jason. Slash. And then Sean's, like, out cold. And what does Rennie do? Takes a flashlight, points it in his face, and it was like, you're not going to get me this. You're not going to get me this time, Jason. Not again. And I'm like, okay, that's so effective.
Yeah, this is probably not going to do the trick.
You're like,
you're going to blind him? He's already missing it. You stabbed him in the eye already.
You could have thrown it at him.
She literally took out his eye earlier. That light's doing nothing.
I was like, okay, whatever. And then so he starts chasing her. And then she finds a thing of toxic sludge and dumps it on his face.
Yes. And his face starts melting.
And he's like, oh, that's like the first time I think I hear him make a noise.
Yeah, he does make a noise. Like, it's pretty embarrassing.
I'm like, yikes. And then
it's like, you're Jason, bro. Toughen up.
Like, you've dealt with worse at this point.
You're about to go into space. Calm down.
Like, literally. And he and she's like running, she's like, oh, Sean, we gotta get up. And she like picks Sean up, is like running towards the ladder. They get up the ladder and Jason's right there, grabs her foot, and of course that's when the sludge comes and just takes him out, and he disintegrates, but also...
Does he? Because I think he turns back into a boy.
But he disintegrates for a second, and then he starts becoming a little boy.
And then we have a dead boy in the sewer.
That's
how the film ends.
I was like, am I on heroin?
It's the heroin, yeah.
I'm like, maybe I'm on heroin, because what the fuck just happened?
That's my favorite thing, that it ends with a little dead boy at the bottom of the sewer.
But then they find Toby.
They do find Toby. Toby's waiting for them upstairs.
Yes, Tony's just—he's just chilling. He's like, "Oh, hey guys, what's up?" Toby's there. Okay, so out of 10, what did you give Liz?
Oh my god, like a 15. No, I mean, the absurdity a 10.
Yeah.
Is it a good movie? Probably a 2.
Oh yeah. Yeah. What'd you give it a 2?
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking, it wasn't scary.
It wasn't scary.
It was laughable.
It was hilarious.
I would, but
it was campy. It was fun. It was ridiculous. It's definitely a movie that you do watch.
I would say it was potentially the best in the series.
Oh, overall, just like everything. Yeah, I'm surprised they stopped making them.
Well, they sent him into space. They ran out of ideas.
Yeah, they're like,
two films later, like Jason X is Jason 10. They threw him into space.
In a submarine, he could be a submarine. He could time travel.
Jason takes a boat.
Jason goes to the Jurassic period.
Ooh.
Dinosaurs.
I would see that.
Jason versus Velocipaster.
I would watch that.
Oh my god. I think we came up with a new movie. I think we should.
I would sit through that. Velocipaster versus Jason.
That'd be good. And Sharknado also
versus Freddy.
Versus Ghostface. Versus Hellraiser. It's just everyone's in there.
It's just the Purge.
It's just put with all the horror movies. But it's all like,
I would watch that.
But it's a B movie, so like the costumes aren't up to par.
This wasn't even a B movie. This was a D movie.
I think this was on Tubi. No, it wasn't. I had to buy it.
Bought it on Apple.
I
rented
YouTube.
It for $3.
I was like, I paid money to watch this.
I did, and I was so happy I did. I mean, I saw it years ago, but it was good to rewatch and rekindle my love for New York with all the heroin and garbage.
That's all there is in New York.
Home.
It's up to you, New York. But yeah, anything you wanna plug before we get out of here?
No, just check out all the podcasts on the Comedy Store Network. And that's pretty much it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on and
all
the hard
fun.
Work you do.
You're crushing it. It was fun.
Aw,
You're crushing it.
Thanks, bud. Thanks, buddy. Okay, well, guys, it's been Horror at the Store, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
You can follow us on Instagram at Horror at the Store, and you can follow me as well at KT Hetty.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer.
Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.